USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks and ammonium nitrate appear to have been the fuel that ignited the massive explosion that rocked the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Experts and videos of the blast suggest the scale of the damage from the epicenter of the explosion at the port of Beirut to the windows blown out miles away resembles other blasts involving a chemical compound commonly used as an agricultural fertilizer. As schools across the country make decisions on regarding how to reopen safely, the CDC says the chance that a child will die from COVID-19 is one in a million. Kids will be going back to school in South Dakota. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem.
Our kids need to be in school. It's better for them. We've got a lot of kids that haven't checked in since this virus hit. It's really our most vulnerable population that needs to be back in those classrooms.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano-silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
At least six people are dead after Tropical Storm Isaias spawned tornadoes and dumped rain inland during its march up the East Coast. Isaias made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane in North Carolina. It was downgraded to a tropical storm on its way to the Northeast. The National Hurricane Center says Isaias is now moving into Canada. Some governors are joining together to get millions of coronavirus test kits. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
A coalition of governors from seven states announced an interstate compact to expand COVID-19 testing. Maryland, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, North Carolina, Ohio, and Virginia joined the compact, along with the Rockefeller Foundation, to expand rapid point-of-care antigen tests for the coronavirus by purchasing more than 3 million.
President Trump also says coronavirus testing will continue to increase across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On Tuesday, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz hosted a Senate subcommittee hearing on Antifa. The title of the hearing was The Right of People Peacefully to Assemble, Protecting Free Speech by Stopping Anarchist Violence. As the hearing was ending, Democratic Senator from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, decided to walk out.
So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono.
Thank you.
And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You are not listening.
Okay, she declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party. I would note also that of the seven Democratic senators who spoke, not a one of them apologized for or denounced multiple Democrats calling law enforcement officers Nazis, stormtroopers, and Gestapo, to be fair. I had not heard the word Nazi, but stormtrooper was Nancy Pelosi, and Gestapo was another Democratic leader.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1962 when actress Marilyn Monroe was found dead in her hotel room. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.